Hey everyone, part two of seven of Habits of Highly Happy People. So we're going to get into our second habit here, and it is sleep. There, that's my best impression at snoring. Sleep, I have found, is critical to being happy in your day. And I find that not many people get enough sleep. Like, it's one of those things we just take for granted. Oh, you know, if I get 5 hours, I'm good to go. Well, what's going to happen is you're going to be burnt out by the end of the week. You're going to be drinking coffee, and you're going to have to order caffeine every morning. And it's because you didn't get enough sleep. If you got like 8 hours of sleep, you wouldn't need to have coffee. You wouldn't need to be running on some sort of stimulant. You'd be waking up and you'd be feeling great. You know, I woke up today, I didn't have any coffee, and I'm wired. Like, I am super energized. And it's because I'm all about the water and the natural stuff. And I just simply get my energy from that. I don't believe in needing caffeine. If you get enough sleep, you can bypass all of that and you can feel great. So you can actually get by with, and everyone's different. Like, everyone feels like, oh, I'm totally well rested after 5 hours and I don't actually have any caffeine. Well, then those are the anomalies. Most people need between 6 to 8 hours of sleep, like every night. And if you have a perfect routine, a perfect sleep schedule where you're in bed by like 9:30 and you're up by like 5, you know, then you're getting, you know, a good 7 hours, 7.5 hours of sleep. That's good. If you can stick with that routine where you're going to bed at the same time and waking up at the same time, then you are rocking it. So try to have a very similar sleep schedule every night, because that's going to make you feel great. And once you get that sleep schedule going, you're rocking it. So maybe right now you get like 5 hours of sleep. So what we need to do is get you scheduled to be in bed, get everything taken care of at a specific time so that you're in bed and you're relaxed and you're ready to fall asleep soon. And then, you know, give yourself 30 minutes to fall asleep. But if you have a proper bedtime and wake-up time, then you will be tired by the time you're ready to go to sleep at night. So for instance, if you're up at 5 a.m. in the morning, you will be tired by 10 p.m. at night, and you're just going to naturally fall asleep. Like, it'll be so easy. And for me, I never stay up more than like 10 minutes. I usually fall asleep within 10 minutes when I go to bed. And that's because I have this regular schedule where I'm not sleeping in too much. I'm up early and I'm pushing it hard for the whole day, so that by the end of the night, I'm exhausted. I'm going to fall asleep. I'm going to have a good sleep too. So I can get by with, you know, 6 to 7 hours, whereas others might need 8 because they're kind of all over the place with their schedules. So if you can really just lock in your sleep schedule, then you will be much further ahead, and you could eventually maybe eliminate that caffeine that you're depending on. So important for sleep, because it helps recover the body. You'll just feel much happier throughout the day. You won't get cranky midway through the day, like, oh, I didn't get enough sleep. No, if you get enough of that sleep, you will be in a perfect mood to really handle the day. So this habit is so critical. The sleep habit is often overlooked. Like, hey, let's just go and party hard and not worry about sleep. No, I mean, you really want to lock a quality sleep cycle in so that you're functioning and you're at your best. Especially if you're running a business, don't do these all-nighters. Like, whatever project you're working on, it can wait until the next day. If you properly schedule your tasks, you shouldn't have any sleep deprivation. You should be fairly on point. So that is the second habit. And start small, though. Again, it's no different from any other habit. You need to start small and gradually work up to maybe getting that 8 hours, because you might not be able to afford it. Maybe you have to work hard, and 5 hours is what you need right now. So you might have to look at other parts of your schedule to make sure that your tasks get done in a timely manner, so that by the end of the day, you're not still working. You might have to make some slight adjustments, but the other thing is maybe you're sleeping too much. Maybe you're sleeping like 10 hours a day. I mean, oversleeping can be dangerous. It could be really dangerous. So you could start off with, trying to get maybe 9.5 hours, and it all comes down to proper sleep scheduling and ensuring that you're in bed in the right time. But you can start with, reducing it 30 minutes, 30 minutes, 30 minutes until you get to that magic number 8 for sleep hours. But everyone's body is different, but I don't feel that everyone has to change up their schedule every day. I think you can actually lock in a common sleep schedule. Now, there are people out there that have different shift schedules. If you work in retail, you might have different hours of the day where you're working. You might have graveyard one day, and you might have a daily, normal daily schedule the other. Try to still get 8 hours every day. It's critical. So as long as you're scheduling it somehow, I do find that the body does not handle random schedules though. So that does lend itself to a bit of a challenge. So if you do have varying schedules, at the very least, you should have 8 hours each day. And there's definitely a way to do it. You just have to be really specific about your sleep schedule. Put it in your calendar, make sure you go to sleep, set timers, as long as you get that sleep. And then as far as waking up, I like the alarms that kind of gradually wake me up. Of course, if you're super passionate about something, then you'll probably be up before the alarm, and that's a whole other piece. And first start off with that gradual sleep schedule, and then you'll be in better shape to handle your day.